Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You gotta love it, men in black suits swaggering around in black sunglasses with the state police backing them up. I don't tell you who I am, boy. I tell you what to do. You don't talk about that Belarusian Constitution ever again. I will shut down this school so fast it'll make your head spin. How's that sound like land of the free, home of the brave? You like that? We're fighting for freedom. Fighting to have amnesty and open borders, and fighting to give the illegal aliens federal tuition, and fighting to make you a slave, boy. Jeff, I want to stay in contact with you. And I told you this beforehand. There's a good chance, and I told Steve this, Steve Barber, and it's pretty obvious where the school is, and, you know, you said it. I said go as far as you want, and let me just tell you, you'll probably now get a visit from them of more threats and more intimidation. I said go as far as you wanted, but you listed the town, where it's at. They did go to adult pastors of major churches and tell them to shut up and how dare you release those documents, but then nothing happened. I mean, do you want to go all the way? Or, cause, I mean, let me just tell you, you did go all the way.
Well, no, sir, that's as far as I'm comfortable. And Alex, I know I'm a little timid on this, but it's a great struggle. It's a great struggle personally. You just don't know how much.
No, I know. You've been going to school. You're already a pastor. You want to help people, and you just, why should you have to have men in black telling you don't talk about the Constitution? It's insane.
I know, and it's unreal.
So you were just so flabbergasted, you never said, why are you doing this? Why are, you know, this is crazy. I have a right. You just were just, they were just there?
I did say when they approached me with it and they asked me to fill in the blanks, I said, that was yesterday. I can't remember. I said, plus, it's none of your business. I'm not speaking anything that's unrealistic. And then that's when they threatened the university and threatened everything else. And that was it. That was the end of that. And that's when I shut up and said, well, okay, you've got the power. I'm just going to stand here because I was in a no-win situation now. I mean, and I kept my mouth open or kept it closed. I was just in a no-win situation.
No, you have incredible courage, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate what you've done. I want to bring your friend up. I know you've got your pastor in the church today. You've got to get in there and take care of things. You've got to get out of the office and take care of that with your other duties, and not just going to school, but you're filling in for the pastor today at your local church. I want to bring Steve up. Steve Barber, what was it like when you'd been telling your friend this for years, and then suddenly it happened in your town?
Well, you know, Alex, it didn't surprise me one bit. You know, back on September 11, 2001, I've been educating myself for years about this stuff through the John Birch Society, through Tex Mars, and through others, and then, of course, through you. And I really appreciate y'all's efforts and how you are trying to make people aware of what's going on. But on September 11, 2001, when I saw what happened, instinctively, immediately, what came to my mind was, so this is how they're going to bring out about martial law in this country. And I remember calling a radio show here in my local area, talking to this guy, John Matthews, who's no longer on the air, and telling him about what's going on in the aftermath of 9/11, and saying, this is going to lead to martial law. And he said, no, our Constitution protects us. And I said, you don't understand how much of that's already gone. He said, Steve, go in the backyard and watch for black helicopters. And he hung up on me. However, a year later, he was on the same show talking to a guy that was an expert in dealings with the government, talking about the Patriot Act. And he said, have you read this? This scares me to death. How they're going to take away our liberties. And I said, now you're seeing what I was trying to tell you.
Stay there. I'm going to do two more minutes because he's got to go in and pastor with Jeff. Jeff, a quick break. Come back 2 minutes. Say bye to you. And I'm going to continue with Steve Barber, your friend, who spurred you to go public. One of the largest Bible schools in Texas, ladies and gentlemen. And guys in black from Homeland Security show up, the state police, FBI. And they say, boy, you don't talk about that terrorist document. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our military, under the control of private intelligence agencies, has overthrown more than 100 countries. They've just done it here. You see, I knew in the late 90s when I interviewed the police chief of San Antonio, who they tried to bribe and pay off for covert ops in preparation for martial law. I knew when I interviewed Thomas Sanchez, Vietnam veteran, who was in intelligence. He was approached by the Army to prepare the public for martial law. We didn't know if martial law was coming, when it was coming. We just knew, man, there's this huge program in every county and every city to do this, and now it's just massive. And we said from government documents we got that they would use staged terror as the pretext to really build it up and then use it on us. And they're doing it. And it's, again, it's about bankrupting the economy. It's about taking your private property rights. It's about taking your farms and ranches. They can do that under tyranny. So many of you think you're part of the system. Going back to Jeff, you're there at a major Bible college in East Texas, there in Mount Vernon. You've given out a lot of the info. We commend your courage. I want you to know, and I want them to know when they listen to this interview, that, you know, you're good at picking on young men who are the salt of the earth. You're good at shoving around directors of colleges. I don't sit here. I know you're killers. I know you're mad dog drug dealers. I know you're mad dog killers. I know you're a criminal enterprise, and this is your time to take over, and you're going to get yours. But I want you to know that in the end, you're going to be brought to justice. And I want you to know that I'm not afraid of you, and I do believe in God. You may be a bunch of atheists that don't believe in God, and you think you know, this is your one life and you're going to screw everybody and get whatever you can. But you're going to fail in the end and you're going to be the bad guys. And there's going to be Nuremberg trials and it's not going to be thousands. It's going to be tens of thousands of you that are going to get due process and going to get jury trials. And then for the type of terrorism, and that's terrorism to call a young man in and threaten to, quote, cut his head off and ruin his life if he doesn't shut up and not have a First Amendment. So I want you to know, Jeff, that we're here to back you up, and I need to give you my cell phone number, my home number. I forgot to do that. I'm going to keep Steve on with us. I'll give all that to him. Call me, call the network, call Genesis. If anything happens to you, the next 48 hours will be the key time. And if I was you, I'd get a video camera now or some type of recording device before these arrogant bastards come to you and try to tell you to shut up so you can covertly record them. Anything else you want to add? I know you've got to go in and pastor.
Well, you know, Alex, I love this country. And for all those who are listening, it's going to take us. And there's going to be a lot of people that's going to get hurt. And we just got to remember to stand firm, like you've talked about, and it takes a lot. And when it happens to you, if it does happen to you, it will. I'll tell you from my own personal experience, it's going to be a great struggle for you to do what's right. But it's been very liberating talking with you, Mr. Jones.
It is. Let me tell you, you've now committed. You've now done one of the most important things in your life. You stood up to them then. You know, you told those young men the truth. And our young men wouldn't be drug addicts. They wouldn't be lazy. If the fathers and the male mentors were like the people that built this country, you've got to give young men a mission. You've got to explain to them that they're part of a great cause, a cause of liberty, and then they'll grow up straight and strong. But see, they've taken that away from our young men. You were trying to give that back to them, and that scared the enemy. They're scared of you, and they're scared of the Spirit of the Lord that lives in your heart. Anything else?
I appreciate you, Alex, and it's going to take every one of us to do our individual part. To bring this country back to where it needs to be.
Let me tell you, you've crossed a Rubicon, and you're now in a bigger world, and you've now committed, but you said it was liberating. Do you feel the freedom now? I mean, do you feel like things just got bigger? You didn't get bigger, but like you're more in touch with the world? I mean, did you just feel that expansion when you stepped up to the plate against evil? I mean, real evil?
I do, and I feel like I'm ready to preach, and I feel like my preaching is going to be more powerful than what it has been.
Yes, yes. God bless you. We appreciate you, Jeff. You bring
tears. Yeah.
Take care. God bless you. We're there with you, my friend. Everybody should pray for Jeff. Steve, you're on with us now. Just you've got the floor. Anything you want to say about this case? What it was like when your friend first told you this had happened?
Yeah, well, like I said, I wasn't a bit surprised, and right now I'm a mixed bag of emotions. I mean, my heart feels like it's going to bust out of my chest. You know, people are always telling me, you need to calm down. You know, you shouldn't be so driven by this. But I'm like you, Alex. I see what's going on. And when Jeff shared this with me, the first thing I thought of was, man, you need to get on Alex's show because I know he'll jump all over this. Because here's the thing. I've talked to guys in my church, older men that actually went to the same college years ago, and they said, man, back then that kind of thing would have never happened, but I was kind of bothered by the response because they kind of chuckled a little bit about the whole thing, and I think that's kind of the conditioned knee-jerk response.
Well, it's a built-in cowardice. They decide to make a joke out of it because they're upset deep down instead of being a man and letting the anger flow.
Yeah, and also because this is the main thing that we're encountering, and you know this. People are not living in reality. People are being pleasantly distracted by all this junk like Anna Nicole Smith and O.J. Simpson and all this other junk. And what I'm trying to get across to people, look at folks, this didn't happen up in New York City where we've been hearing about these police brutalities or over in Nazi Germany or Stalinist Russia or Mao's China. This is in East Texas, good old boy, Bible Belt, Texas, folks. This is close to home in our backyard. And Alex, listen, I've got a tract that I got years ago. It was a pro-life tract. And I just want to, real briefly, I want to read one part of this that was written talking to Christians about taking action against this hideous atrocity called abortion. But of course, see, this is just one piece of the puzzle. This guy says, I lived in Germany during the Nazi Holocaust. I considered myself a Christian. I attended church since I was a small boy. We had heard the stories of what was happening to the Jews, but the most, like most people in this country, we, which is the United States, he's saying, we tried to distance ourselves from the reality of what was really taking place. What could anyone do to stop it? And he mentioned in the church what they would do, the song director, when the cars, the cattle cars and the trains were going by with all these people, and they heard them screaming for help. They told them, sing louder. And see, this is the thing, Alex. I talked to my mother just a couple days ago. I was trying to tell her about this stuff. Oh, I don't believe that. George Bush is a Christian. And then she started going into her mode of singing praises to the Lord, and I'm all for that. But listen, our founding fathers, I've told people this, like Nehemiah of old, who had a trough in one hand and a sword in the other. Our founding fathers, when Paul Revere went riding through the night like he did, shouting, to arms, the British are coming. Yes, they prayed and they trusted God as they were taking up their muskets. And they were able to turn back the enemy and do what we now know as the revolution because they were united, because they were aware of what's going on. And I am so sick and tired of Christians here in America who think that somehow, well, you know, we're just going to trust the Lord and he's going to protect us, but we do nothing other than saying that we believe, when the fact is that God expects something to be done on our part. Because I had a brother in the Lord, a well-meaning brother, told me this, Alex. He said, I believe that the biggest idol here in America today is liberty. I disagree. I believe liberty is a precious God-given commodity that we have a responsibility to guard.
Well, let me stop you. Let me stop you. We've got hundreds of millions of people being brainwashed by their churches, telling them to lay down to evil, go along with this, and render unto Caesar and submit, and being a slave is good, on and on and on. They know what they're doing. They understand what they're doing. And for those that just tuned in, secret police everywhere going in and threatening the one of the student administrators who's about to graduate college, that you better not teach people about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. That's terrorism. You could be arrested for terrorism for your speech. I mean, this isn't our country. This is the opposite of that. And it shows you, these are the bad guys. These are the bad men. These are the people who are bad. I mean, this was going on before 9/11. They were teaching the local police and others that, oh, if somebody's got a pocket constitution, arrest them. I mean, how brainwashed are these cops that they think the Constitution's bad? Folks, I mean, do you have any idea how deep this has gotten? What was it like for your friend who you said had seen my films but didn't totally buy it? I mean, what did he say when Jeff called you, Steve? What did he say? I mean, did he call you that first day and say, oh, my gosh, Homeland Security just came in and threatened me?
Well, I had actually was the one that called him just to say hi, and then, you know, I was talking to him about some of the things I've been hearing on your show recently, and I try to listen on a daily basis, and he was saying, you know, as a matter of fact, and then he shared with me what happened last September, and, you know, and the thing is, it wasn't that he wasn't a believer before, because when I showed him Terror Storm, his mouth was on the ground. He knew that this was real, but it's just that he needed to have something to spur him into finally putting feet to his faith and doing something. And so, you know, I thought, man, Alex needs to know about this. I know he'll jump all over this because this hits real close to home. This is in the heart of America, and that's what they want to strike at. And Alex, I believe, I told Jeff this, I believe the reason that they want America as the prize is because this is the base of world missions. If they shut America down, we're going to shut down the propagation of the gospel all over the world. And that's the thing that I believe is the most important.
And where there is the gospel, there is liberty. But see, now they've already taken over the gospel. They have the preachers, the major denominations, working for them, just churning out evil. Folks, you know, if your pastor is telling you, do what the government says, submit, they've been bought and paid for. You understand that's the opposite of what the Bible actually teaches. And I know we have a lot of people that aren't Christian, aren't religious. It doesn't matter. The enemy is taking over through the churches. This is the main battleground. You better be aware of this. Well, I tell you, Steve, during the break, I'm going to give you my cell phone, my home number. Be sure you give that to Jeff. This is very, very serious. We'll be right back, and I'm going to get into a bunch of other issues. They want to make the public school children wear anklet bracelets. That's right. The schools are nothing but preparation centers for prison.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Going back to Steve Barber in Mount Vernon, Texas. The big East Texas Bible School, ladies and gentlemen. Say a big Bible school in Mount Vernon, it's already out, so we're not. The feds already know what they've done. They already monitor everything on the show. They're already fully aware of their operations. And this is going on everywhere. I mean, there's local preachers on TV in Austin saying, do what the government says when the time of tribulation cometh. Go to the camp. So the Lord, it's of good to be a slave. We've played audio of this. It's insane. It got even worse. I was saying to Steve during the break, I said, is there anything else you want to add? And he said, well, Philip Bobbitt came to town. Now remember, on the cover of the Statesman a month ago, I made a big deal about it on air because it is a big deal. They showed a picture of the Constitution being burned. And then it said fighting terrorism under it. And then it went on for two pages to say getting rid of the Constitution, Bill of Rights and Freedom is what we need and get rid of America. It said it. And that's who they have. The nephew of LBJ, top level strategist, Philip Bobbitt, runs the whole UT CIA recruiting program. Let's go ahead and go back to Steve. So, Mr. Bobbitt fluttered into town. Did he burn copies of the Constitution while he was there? I mean, did the police worship this? I mean, what was happening?
See, this is the thing, Alex. The reason I wanted Jeff to get in touch with it, he has experienced, just him himself, one person, a plethora of the issues you discuss on your show. He shared one, but he also shared with me about Bobbitt being invited to his college there by a professor of history, I believe it was, to speak because he wanted to get an opposing view of what true Americanism was. And so anyway, when Bobbitt started exposing all his wacko views that are so counterproductive to what we know is right, he said that the professor basically interrupted him and told him that he was guilty of treason and he was a traitor and he should be tried as such. And my understanding was I think they kicked him out and he's not, of course, invited back there again. But he was calling for dismantling the Constitution and that national sovereignty is bad. All the things you had already covered that I heard you in commenting on this article.
But then I bet Homeland Security, I bet they've already been out there for the other guy. I bet if you go ask the professor, I bet he's been threatened and I bet they're fluttering around there.
Yeah, I would imagine that, too.
A guarantee. Go check it. You'll find out that's the case. And these guys are so predictable, it's unbelievable.
You know, also, Jeff has shared with me that they checked the water to this college there, and it had very high concentrations of fluoride and other chemicals. He said they put a filtration system on the college water system, and since then, the students' health has improved dramatically.
Amazing. Let me just add this. I have family in a little town in East Texas, and he is the head guy at the water treatment, and it comes out of the ground out of an aquifer, totally clean. They had a big fight 6 years ago about it, totally clean, and the feds came in and threatened them, and then with the state, made them add fluoride and chlorine to the aquifer, pure spring water.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unbelievable. And by the way, it's the same level that's in a swimming pool that kills fish, but we drink it. Guaranteed to cause liver cancer, bladder cancer, kidney cancer, just the chlorine alone. Again, your loving government. I mean, and again, that's just another example I was hearing about this weekend from family about how they were going, but why? The water's perfect. It's totally clean. They said, you will add this. You understand?
Yeah, Alex, Jeff also shared with me, he has a personal friend that's with the police force, I think the sheriff's there in that area, and he quit the force, or he is quitting, because he said now they're issuing them tasers.
And you know, and the second you argue or ask a question, they now taser you, and then when you die, the judges right. Order the coroner not to say the tasers kill you.
Hey, Alex, if I have time, I'd just like to real briefly share a personal experience I had with CPS.
Oh, it just goes on and on, sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm marked. I know this. So I'm not, you know, me going on, giving my name, Steve Barber, okay, so what? You guys already know who I am, but I'm going to stand up for what I know is right because I'd rather burn than bow. Back when my oldest son was 7 years old, this is about like 96, 97, we had an incident happen. He woke up in the middle of the night and was having apparently what was a nightmare, and I tried to wake him up by gently smacking him on both sides of his face. I left a bruise, and so I called a friend of mine who's a pastor. He took me to a local hospital, and in my heart, I was just having this impression, don't do this. There's going to be trouble. Well, we went anyway. I explained to the intake person what happened. Then the doctors there talked to me about it. Then they took my son back to be x-rayed, and the guy doing the x-rays told me, you can't go back there with him. I've since found out that was a violation of my rights. They didn't even read me the policy, hospital's policy about this, which I later found out. But then the police came and interrogated me about
this. By the way, a lot of people, your son was sleepwalking. But you get in a spot between waking and sleeping, and You might have tried cold water, but I understand you're now with Al-Qaeda. By the way, it's 50 times worse now. They just hire more and more. Wait till we get to all the police state news today.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
For centuries, Celt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Celt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of Celt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Yeah, I've been spending an hour and a half today talking about how they've secretly recruited tens of thousands of pastors, 500,000 truck drivers, school teachers, everybody. And they've got them all looking for terrorists, and they're going to find them. And terrorism is talking about freedom and liberty, owning private property, Second Amendment rallies, property rights rallies. I have their training manuals. And, of course, they are the terrorists. They are the ones destroying our liberty. We're the boss. You're not authorities or officials. You're servants, you crooks. But you work for big foreign banks that are subdividing and strip mining the country now. We're going into criminal receivership. And I got a bunch of news I'm going to cover in a moment. Then we got We Are Change Ohio popping in, who confronted Al Gore about his new false threat of carbon. Now I hear local ads all over Austin about reduce your carbon footprint. Anti-human. Prince Philip's come out again calling for one-child policies in the U.S. It's all happening, boys and girls. It's all happening. And so we're going to go over all that. Then we got G. Edward Griffin for the last hour and a half of the show via telephone. I enjoyed him in studio so much. I'm going to do a part two and open the phones up for you to have a chance to call in and talk to him. Right now, moving quick, going back to Steve Barber out in East Texas at East Texas Bible School. He lives there in the area. His friend goes there and was told, you don't teach kids about the Constitution. That's terrorism. You'll be arrested. And that's a quote, ladies and gentlemen. You're not allowed to do that now. That's freedom. I got to defend the Constitution by not allowing you to teach it. It's all about creeping and color of law and intimidating people. These people are, because they're crooks. People running the system, they know we're coming for them. So this is their rear guard action. They need to take over, or they know we're going to bring them to justice. What ended up happening with child kidnapping, child pedophile services?
I've actually had two incidents with them. The first one I was talking about, they actually sent a young woman out to our door, and so she basically interrogated all of our kids.
Now, but go back to the part about the police showing up because your son had been in a sleepwalking incident.
Yeah, they came. The hospital officials called the police, unbeknownst to me. They came out, asked me what happened. I told them the same exact thing I told the hospital officials. So they wrote down a bunch of notes. And this is while my son was back being x-rayed, and they wouldn't let me go back there with him.
Yeah, that was while he was being interrogated.
Right. Well, my son told me, they were asking him, does your parents spank you? Do you go to church? You know, they're asking him these kind of questions.
Do they smoke marijuana?
Right. And
have you seen your daddy's, and they pull out a doll that has genitalia? And, you know, what kid hadn't walked in while you're in the shower? It's over. Kids are gone. Flown to Saudi Arabia. Go ahead.
But here's the thing, Alex. The next day, the CPS worker showed up, and so she talked to all our kids individually. I got a friend named
Allison. No warrant, though, right? The pedophile worker showed up without a warrant.
Right.
Okay.
And I got a friend named Albert James Dagger. I've actually just told him he's getting your Endgame documentary because he's been warning people about the eugenics program since the 60s. But he wrote a pamphlet called What to Do When They Come for Your Children, and I had just read this that week. So anyway, I knew how to conduct myself with these people. But here's the thing. The conclusion of this woman's so-called interviews, she said to me, well, I just need to look around in your apartment, and this is a quote, Al, and see if you have any torture weapons. Now, this is what she said to me, and when I called my lawyer who got her to back off because he said, yeah, this is the kind of tactics they use, eventually we were cleared of any so-called wrongdoing.
And then they call a steak knife in the drawer a torture weapon, yeah.
Right.
Steak knives get your kids flown to Saudi, yeah.
But in 2003, our youngest child died from a disease called diabetic ketoacidosis at Texas Children. We had CPS show up the next day, and they were actually trying to accuse us of child abuse and medical neglect, something that was not in their control whatsoever.
Sorry to hear about your child. Well, listen, I appreciate you, and I appreciate the time.
Yes, sir.
We'll stay in contact. Oh, God, help me. Oh, I can't handle it. Oh, I can't handle these ravenous packs of wolves running around. By the way, I wasn't even looking for it. And I saw five articles this morning about CPS workers and CPS chiefs being child rapers. I mean, every day there is a pack of child raping demons. No judge, no jury, no due process. They just rule. And every year they have to seize more children than the last to get their federal funds. And the federal documents, textbooks, they say the family's the enemy. It's all about breaking up the family. To reduce population numbers under the eugenics protocol implemented in 1906 in the federal register. It's just all over. Oh, God, these people, they're just everywhere. Scum, trash, filth, all of them. Oh, man. And I'm not kidding. Tens of thousands of American children flown out to Israel and Saudi Arabia. Those are the two main ones where they're openly snuff-filmed, murdered, tortured. I mean, just when they get where they're not sexually desirable to the pedophiles anymore, they fly them out to these different island chains where it's not just a sweatshop. They actually chain them to the sewing machines. It's just unbelievable. Your government's total filth. I remember back in 2002, it was already over 3,500 kids missing in Florida. They found some of them buried in shallow graves all over the U.S., heads chopped off, ritually murdered. You can't even make this stuff so insane. I'm saying all this, and it's like, it sounds made up. It's so nuts that I have an FBI training manual right here for the police that says if you encounter any of the following, call the Joint Terrorism Task Force, Federal Bureau of Investigation, 201 East Indianola Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Investigator Al Shearer, and it says, those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, those that say they are, quote, defenders of the U.S. Constitution, those that claim that driving is a right, not a privilege. It says Christian identity. It says animal rights, anti-abortion, lone individuals. And then I got worse manuals where they say wearing blue jeans and having a cell phone, having a driving almanac in your car. Go ahead and bring them in for questioning. I mean, you try to go to the Texas coast, you try to go down to Bolivar by Galveston, you pull up, and they'll have these ne'er-do-wells in little commando outfits that weigh about 500 pounds, and they pull over the little families and search your car and search you, and I mean, it's all training you how to be a slave. You got to have some slob search you. It's training you how to be a slave. And this filthy government, this filthy scumbag, oh, I can't even talk anymore. I just, we are just scum. Oh, I'm really having a moment of anger right now. I can't get mad anymore. I just, can you imagine in this country that you teach a group of Boy Scouts that come to visit your college and you work for the administration that you got to defend the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and that's your job as a Cub Scout, as a Boy Scout, which is what they taught when I was in there, which is what he was taught, just a standard speech. And Homeland Security shows up and says you'll be arrested or worse if you ever talk like this again. You're not allowed to talk like this in America, boy. You're not allowed. I mean, it'd be one thing if they said you're not allowed to talk about communism. You know, I'd say, well, I don't agree with communism, and it's not his place to really be teaching kids that, but, you know, that's your First Amendment right. No, it wasn't that. It was, don't talk about freedom. You can't make this type of stuff up. Okay, I got a bunch of news here. Doctors condemn threatening taser court ruling. I wanted to get into that because that dovetails with, in New York, they're saying that you're not allowed to ever bring up the Second Amendment in a court case. They say that that is, quote, banned. And, of course, we have feds and all these other hundreds of cases, a famous one in Denver, saying that the Constitution is not admissible in federal court. just like you can't talk about it to the Boy Scouts. But I thought I would get to this for you first. Keeping kids in the classroom, area school system tackling the issue with a focus on prevention and stronger enforcement. Now, remember, these are government training camps designed and chartered to dumb people down and teach them how to not read. Publicly, we've had 30-plus guests on, read the documents, posted them, sell books that are the size of phone books, just full of government documents, where it says their job, they test to make sure they've dumbed you down. That's public. But look at this. Keeping kids in the classroom, area school system, tackling the issue with a focus on prevention and stronger enforcement. Oh, the problem of truancy has drawn widespread attention this year, prompting some area lawmakers to call for tough measures to keep track of most habitual offenders and leading school officials, not servants, to crack down on those who constantly skip class. It is recently a concluded session. The Maryland General Assembly passed a measure that would make it possible to deny driver's license to students who have too many unexcused absences. You'll pay a fine even if you drop out of school. It's all about controlling you. Governor Martin O'Malley is expected to sign. They're like, aren't you for being educated? Going to school where you learn how to take Ritalin and Prozac, and where you learn how to buy cocaine, and where you learn how to be frisked by the cops? Don't you want to go to the filth pit? So you can then go on to a college where the college is, again, a very small percentage, less than 10% of it, is a school and the football team. That's a facade for all the money laundering and drug dealing and bank owning and sports team owning and radio network owning. And that's who these people are. UT. It's not even real. You understand? It's a facade. And they're getting ready to make their full move, so they got Homeland Security out saying, you don't teach Boy Scouts about freedom. That's terrorism. Because the terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom. And who hates our freedom? The terrorists. It's very simple. See, they have little lawyer jokes to your face. The terrorists did this because they want your freedom, and that's exactly why the terrorists did it. It's just the terrorists are them. In its recently concluded session, the Maryland General Assembly passed a measure that would make it possible to deny driver's license to students who have too many excused absences. During the same session, lawmakers in Prince George proposed strapping ankle bracelets on students to electronically monitor the whereabouts of those who constantly skip school. That bill did not advance, but the county's police announced April 11th that they had caught 425 truants in a crackdown that began in February. We had the state prosecutor on from Maryland, who's over Prince George County, 1,500 students. We posted the CNN newscast lined up at the courthouse with dogs and police in black riot gear barking, with the parents saying, yes, it's the law, we've got to vaccinate them, we're sorry. Some parents saying, we don't like it, but it's the law, we're here to do it. No judge, no jury, no summons, no arrest. Just lying, color of law, fraudulent criminal announcements that it's the law that you have to take vaccines, lined up being injected. Then I had the attorney on, state attorney, and I said, there's no law you have to take this. He goes, you're right, there's no law, and my kids don't vaccinate. And I said, oh, but you said it was the law there. And he hemmed and hawed and sidestepped it. You understand? They had police dogs there. It's all criminal. It's all about conning you. It's all about manipulating you. Those cops are under their own system of tyranny with their commanders over them. They roll their sleeves up and they take their shot, too. So they can lie in that hospital bed with tumors all over their body, their brain, their lungs, their liver, so they can die, and so all their savings can be sucked up by the Rockefellers. And so when you're dying, just love your God. Just sit there and shoot those kids up and have those dogs there growling and come up to reporters we had on the show and tell them they're not allowed to be there. Tell them they're not allowed to be there while your dog. Imagine cops in black walk over to reporters and say, an activist, you're not allowed to be here talking to the line of people. Get out of here. This isn't the free speech zone. But we're just here handing out literature saying it's not the law. Get out of here. You see how it's already a drill for forced inoculations. The preachers, the police, everywhere brainwashed, everywhere ready. More and more bureaucracies, enviro cops, family services, elderly services, scanners using the NSA satellites now to look at your houses, new premises IDs, animal IDs all over your property telling you what to do, bossing you around, always flapping Chinese slave-made American flags in your face, telling you to bow down to the flag on their uniform when they're doing everything they can to shred it and butcher it. They're the bad guys. You bet I hate them. I wish we still had a free country. I'd be at the beach every weekend. I'd be fishing every weekend. I'd be working the minimum amount, spending time with my family. But instead, I got 1,000 things I want to do, 1,000 different projects I want to carry out, books and films I want to make, and websites I want to start, and things I want to do to fight you bastards. Because it's more than just fighting evil, and that's my main reason, but it's also so crazy. How do they say George Washington's bad? How do they say freedom's bad? And while they say they're protecting freedom, how do they get away with all of this? Their color of law. Now they murder us every day with the tasers. And then they have judges tell the doctors you're not allowed to say that taser kills people. Taser, 50,000 volts electroshock, causes fatal heart rhythm. And it's got one of the top heart experts in Canada and a major organization coming out and saying, yeah, this thing was never even animal or human tested before it was put out. Taser's answer? Well, they just waddle in and declare national security and they're allowed to do whatever they want. Oh, God help us. Just God help us. It's total evil, ladies and gentlemen. Total evil. You know, here's a key story today. PrisonPlanet.com. Wannabe virus, Prince Philip attacks big families And, of course, photos with him and Hitler and others have come out because he's German. And there's this weird cult of worshiping the Nazis out there that we're supposed to say they didn't have power, or we're supposed to not say Arnold was a Nazi, or we're not supposed to say that Prince Philip was a Nazi, or Prince Bernhard, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, that we're just supposed to ignore the whole eugenics arm. I don't know who these people are. I don't know who they're working for now. I just know that he has given billions of dollars and raised billions to carry out eugenics programs, and that he says he wants to kill 80% of us, and that he's pushing for a global carbon tax, and his son, Prince Charles, is running around pushing it and was in Austin a few months ago pushing it. So you can argue all day about, eugenics is part of the agenda. That's why they're doing all this. You can argue about what group runs the whole New World Order, but can you just for 5 minutes instead spend some of your time warning people about the vaccines and warning them about the 1 in 3 getting cancer from 1 in 33, and 1 in 3 getting diabetes from 1 in 1,000, and kids up and down every place I live, and everybody I know with babies dying left and right after they take shots now, and tumors growing out everywhere, and GMO foods. I mean, can't you? You know, these people are Nazis. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
We've got We Are Change Ohio coming up at the 8 after for a segment that confronted Al Gore. Really did a great job on his left side of the pincer attack. They use terrorism as the cover to attack the public and enslave us on the false right paradigm attack. And on the false left paradigm pincer, they use global warming, which they openly say carbon is the devil weapon. Carbon dioxide, which humans exhale, therefore we're the enemy. Official CFR documents. And everybody bought into the fad, gibbering and giggling like moron monkeys. Do you like being conned, public? You like always being taken for a ride? You love losing and losing and losing and being moron idiots? It's just so obvious. How could anybody be conned by this stuff? All right, I'm not saying our listeners are idiots. I mean the general public. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Hold on. I'm going to stop right there. An incredible article with Prince Philip. And it says, Nazi collaborator and racist advocate, who says blacks aren't human, but that's okay, a mass genocide Prince Philip, a man who has often expressed his desire to return to the earth as a deadly virus to thin the human population by 80%, says there are too many people in the world as he attacked large families in a television interview set for air this week. The Duke says that curbing family size must be the best means of keeping the soaring cost of staple food products. So, see, they artificially depress the food supply and then say, oh, there's too many humans. See, that's the talking point. You see Al Gore doing that. Such as bread and rice in check, reported the London Times. Food prices are going up, he tells the interviewer, Sir Trevor MacDonald. Everyone thinks it's to do with not enough food, but it's really that demand is too great. Too many people, basically. It's a little embarrassing for everybody. No one quite knows how to handle it. Nobody wants their family life to be interfered with by the government, but we have to. And then it's got all these incredible quotes where he says we've got to kill everybody. You can go read them. And it's got photos of him with the, you know, Hitler and everybody else. And see, my whole point is, whoever's running this eugenics, we need to fight it. I mean, we know the New World Order today isn't what you'd call the original Nazis. I've always said the Nazis were a sub-brand, a sub-spinoff. They're obsessed with race. The Zionists are obsessed with race. They're all obsessed with breeding and whose family they're from. The point is, they're attacking us. Black, white, old, young, Mexican, Chinese. It doesn't matter, folks. You're under attack by these people. You can be a white guy in East Texas or a black guy in North Carolina. And we just better realize this is the issue. I mean, the Hitler lovers out there can't even fight eugenics because they're too busy saying Hitler was a good guy who got a raw deal. Hey, man, all I know is Prince Philip admits he admired Hitler and wants to carry out eugenics against us. I mean, while you're busy lovey-doving with Hitler over there, you better realize you better not take that shot because I guess the guys at the hospital didn't get the memo that you were white so you don't get the cancer injection. God. Just please get on to real issues. I'm begging you out there, man. We don't have time. We got to warn everybody. He goes on, overlooking the fact that Prince Philip himself has four children and eight grandchildren. The article couches his comments in the fallacy that His Royal Highness is an eco-warrior. He completely fails to point out the Duke of Edinburgh's enthusiasm for culling human herd actually stems from his warped advocacy of eugenics and the Royal Commission on Population by his the father of his wife, the King of England. Queen Elizabeth's father says it's not about population of the earth, it is about economic warfare. As the Alex Jones documents in his seminal documentary Endgame, the mindset is endgame amongst the elite and is endemic. Prince Philip's zeal to thin the population of undesirables has little to do with his so-called green credentials, as is falsely argued. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This affects every one of you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.